When it comes to weight loss, no two people are the same. That's why Noom builds personalized plans based on your unique psychology and biology. Take Brittany. After years of unsustainable diets, Noom helped her lose 20 pounds and keep it off.
I was definitely in a yo-yo cycle for years of just losing weight, gaining weight, and it was exhausting.
And Stephanie. She's a former D1 athlete who knew she couldn't out-train her diet, and she lost 38 pounds.
My relationship to food before Noom was never consistent.
And Evan, he can't stand salads, but he still lost 50 pounds with Noom.
I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. Even through the pickiness, Noom taught me that building better habits builds a healthier lifestyle. I'm not doing this to get to a number. I'm doing this to feel better.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom users compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Everybody, thank you for joining this live with Goddess Detox. My name is Olanike Osibowale, the CEO and founder of Goddess Detox. Make sure to tap in, tell your friends we are live right now. Thank you guys for your patience. Okay, ATL event. Hey, let me know where you guys are watching from right now. Type in the comments, where are you guys watching from? Let me know where you guys are from. Okay. Yoga Bayankari Sakara Stava. Yo, hey y'all, hi. Setting everything up. We got some music. Okay, we got Memphis in the house. We got New Jersey in the motherfucking house. We got New Orleans in the house. Okay, I think that's Houston, Texas. Springfield, Illinois. Pittsburgh. Okay, let me know where you guys are coming from. Indiana, California. Omri. Omri. Hello, Tampa, Florida. Okay. I got some musk burning. So if you see, okay, I'm trying to give you guys some of that sweet smelling musk. Okay, enjoy. Connecticut, Savannah, Las Vegas. Ooh. Well, thank you guys for joining my live. I truly appreciate it. Today we're going to be talking about mirror work. Okay, Houston, Texas. Have any of you guys practiced mirror work before? Sitting in front of your mirror, doing your affirmations, dancing in front of the mirror, really tapping into yourself and your power in front of the mirror. If that's you, let me know by commenting, yes, I've done that. Canada, hello. Thank you guys for joining. Thank you guys for the hearts. Yes, I will share the name of this song. I love this song so much. It's called Devotion by Miss Pravala. It's a beautiful song about being devoted to yourself. Okay, somebody says no, they haven't. Tasha says she hasn't. Two Turn says she has. Somebody else says they have. Jaheem said no, absolutely. Yes. That's what I've been doing for the past 2 hours. Ashe, yes, I have. Omri. Ashe, you've been doing that a lot lately. Ashe, wonderful. Omri. All right, y'all. We are here to get started. I may play this in the background for myself. But thank you guys for joining this Instagram Live with me. I really appreciate you guys being here. I really appreciate your energy. And thank you for joining last minute, because this was truly last minute. It really wasn't planned, but I was like, if I'm going live today, it's going to be right now because I have other things to do. But thank you guys for joining in and popping in. If you guys don't know me, my name is Olanike Osibowale, and I'm the CEO and founder of Goddess Detox, as well as Selfish Babe. Okay, Goddess Detox is this page right now, and Goddess Detox is my spiritual women's wellness company. We have been in business for the past 7 years, and then Selfish Babe is my personal development brand, as well as my app where I send out daily affirmations and self-love reminders to my beautiful goddesses all over the world. Okay, and that has been going on since 2018, so it's been a little minute now. So thank you guys for joining. Today I want to talk to you guys about mirror work, but Jaheem had asked a question. She asked, what was that song I was playing just now, or what song is playing now? And that song is called Devotion by Miss Pravala. I love that song so much. I was playing that song in the shower. I love Miss Pravala. And I was just dancing to it. You know, it's really a song. It's really a mantra about being devoted to yourself, honoring yourself. And it's the perfect song to get into mirror work, because that's exactly what the fuck that you are doing. You are honoring yourself. You are devoted to yourself. And a lot of times people are out in the world looking to be devoted to other people, right? Whether it's a soulmate, whether it's a lover, whether it's their children, etc. Now, is that necessarily a bad thing, wanting to be devoted to other people? Hell no, it's not a bad thing. But I really believe that we should be devoted to ourselves first, because if it wasn't for us, we have nobody to devote to. Okay, so we have to devote ourselves to ourselves first. And it's like, well, how do you do that? How do you devote yourself to yourself? How do you spend time with yourself? How do you love yourself? How do you boost yourself in your confidence? How do you start attracting the things that you want in your life? And that starts with devotion. That starts with devotion to self. And so you guys know I'm always talking about self-love. And I'm always talking about self-love on a deeper level, on an intimate level, on a one-on-one level. What does it really mean to love yourself? And I don't mean just going out to get your hair done and getting your toes done. I think that's beautiful self-care. I love it. I love it. I do those things too. It's been a year now, but I do those things as well. And for me, it's about, how do you truly feel about yourself on the inside? Thank you, Finesse. She says that pussy power is magic. Thank you for ordering pussy power. I love that yoni wash. Love it, love it, love it, love it. Aw, thank you. Empress, she says, love this podcast. It's everything you do. Thank you. I started my self-love journey with you. Ashe, thank you so much. That means a lot to me. Aw, thank you. So for me, I'm so, like, it just hypes me up for a woman to be in love with themselves. It hypes me up for women to know that they can create their reality. It hypes me up when women know their fucking power. Like, that shit makes me so happy. And of course it makes me happy within myself first, because I'm the one in my own personal self-love journey. But when I start finding out this information about how powerful we really are as women, I want other women to tap into that, and I want them to tap into that on a deeper level and not a superficial level. And so when it comes to devotion, when it comes to self-love, one of the tools that I really love to use is the mirror. And so as you see pinned bound down below, I have Mirror Work Atlanta event. And so on March 31st in Atlanta, Georgia, from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m., I'm having an intimate event called Mirror Work, where I'm calling all the goddesses in Atlanta, Georgia. Oh, thank you, Goddess Cherry. I'm calling all the goddesses in Atlanta, Georgia to join me live for this live event, this central evening of mirror work, mirror magic, really conjuring the goddess inside of us, really tapping into our divine femininity, really being able to see ourselves. Ooh, Star, I like that you dropped that mirror emoji. Everybody, drop a mirror emoji, because that's what the fuck we're talking about right now. We're talking about mirror magic. We're talking about looking at ourselves. We're talking about seeing ourselves and bringing forth the goddess within us. So drop below a mirror emoji, because we're talking about mirror magic. And I want to talk about, you know, what this means, right? A lot of women that I talk to are like, how do I begin to gain more confidence in myself? How can I love myself? And what I'm saying is that you have to be devoted to yourself. And what does that look like? One aspect can mean sitting in front of the mirror. Thank you guys for the mirror emojis. I'm loving it. Thank you guys for the hearts. I'm loving it. I'm loving it. I'm loving it. What that means is sitting in front of the mirror. That means speaking to yourself kindly. That means declaring prayers and blessings over yourself and over your life, looking and seeing yourself as you are praying to yourself. Because when are you speaking those words, you are having those words go back into the mirror and reflect back into your energy body, reflect back into the cells of your being. And when I talk to women about the power of their words and the power of their affirmations, right? It's powerful, but we just get so conditioned in this world to not think that our words are powerful, to not think that our self-image about ourselves is powerful. But the self-image you have about yourself, it's what is leading you to the different actions that you are taking for yourself. If you have a very low self-image, low self-esteem, low self-worth, low self-value, and low vibrational thinking about yourself, do you really think you're going to go after your goals and your dreams? Do you really think you can walk into a room confident? Do you really think it's just fake it till you make it and that's it? No, we have to practice this stuff so this shit can be in ourselves. So this shit can be in our DNA. And I'm not going to say shit. So this magic can be in our DNA. And you have to start doing this by speaking into yourself, speaking into the mirror. And so I want to have this really amazing event called Mirror Work where we do just that. And it's not just sitting and like looking at the mirror. Keep commenting those mirror emojis. I love to see it. Hey, guys, for joining. Thank you guys for joining. Keep commenting those mirror emojis. I'm going to get to everybody's comment in a second. But it's about seeing yourself, right? I was having a conversation today with somebody about seeing themselves. And I was like, I don't know if people really understand what I mean by seeing yourself. You know, for me, seeing yourself is knowing yourself, right? It's like, I could walk past the mirror right now and I'm like, damn, I'm so fucking gorgeous. And I don't just like see it, but I feel it. And so I want the goddesses that come to this Mirror Work event to start cultivating that feeling within themselves, that feeling like I am the goddess, that feeling I am magical, that feeling like I can create my own reality. I'm doing that right now. That feeling of I am so confident in myself. And it's not just faking it till you make it, but you actually feel that way, right? And so in order to start gaining the confidence in yourself, in order to start speaking and calling forth the goddess within yourself and tapping into your divine feminine energy, you have to sit with yourself. You have to look at yourself. You have to speak to yourself nicely. And so I want to create this really beautiful space for you, this really beautiful space for my goddesses that are just ready to up level, ready to really become magnetic to their desires, ready to call in their divine feminine energy, ready to start shifting their thinking and start shifting their being and really stepping in to the goddess they know that they can be. And so I want to invite you, any of you guys listening, to Atlanta, Georgia, to Mirror Work. Okay, happening March 31st at my friend's space. It's so beautiful. And I want to have a goddess evening with you. I want to have a goddess circle with you. I want to pamper you. I want to bring you flowers. I want to light these beautiful candles for you. I want you guys to bring your own mirrors, which is really important. It's really important that you bring your own mirror because you're doing this magic on yourself. And because you're doing this magic on yourself, I couldn't have you guys bring a mirror that wasn't yours or use a mirror that wasn't yours. You know why? Because it's like you're speaking these words and you are speaking it into this mirror. And then if you pass that mirror to somebody else, I'm like, no, it has to be yours. And so if you are ready to join me, which I hope you are, I affirm you are, click the link in my bio at Goddess Detox, at Olanike Ozibowale, at Selfish Babes, and buy your tickets today. The last day to buy tickets to this event is Friday, March 25th. After Friday, there will be no tickets left for this event happening next Thursday. And this event that's happening next Thursday is going to be around the time of the new moon. And so a lot of people during the new moon, they are, you know, planting seeds for the next phase of life, the next moon to come, the next 4 weeks. And so as we are having this event, Mirror Work, you are planting seeds for the next 4 weeks, but you're planting seeds for the rest of your life. I want you to start actively affirming yourself, actively looking at yourself, desiring yourself. Mirror Work is also an event about desiring yourself. Can you seduce yourself? Can you feel sexy about yourself? Because that's how we grow our magnetism. That's how we grow the energy that helps us to attract the things that we want. It's not just sitting and doing the affirmations, but you're cultivating an energy within yourself and within your being. And so all my goddesses in Atlanta, Georgia, if you want to fly in, that's cool. Join me at Mirror Work, okay, in Atlanta, Georgia on March 31st, okay? Last day to buy tickets is March 25th. The link is in my bio. I'm going to look through the comments. And if you guys have any questions, please let me know now. Comment below any questions you have while I'm on live. There was somebody's comment that I had seen that I really wanted to acknowledge. And I think she was talking about the podcast, but I may have missed it. Ooh, excuse me. Oh, this smoke is musk. It's an incense cone that I'm burning. It smells really beautiful. I started burning them today and I'm like, oh, I just have to burn it during this live. It smells so good. It sweetens up the space. So it's an incense cone and it's called musk. That's what that smoke is. Thank you, beautiful. Let's see. I'm just looking through the comments to see if you guys have any questions. Somebody says, I told my dad I call myself beautiful every day in the mirror. And he was like, I know. Oh, that's sweet. Let me see. I don't think I can find her comment, but somebody says, I love the mirrors. Ashe, I love it too. Somebody says, come to Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Maybe one day I'll come to Fort Lauderdale, Florida. I like Fort Lauderdale, Florida for the beach, but that's about it. I actually grew up in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Peace says, you have to go to the event because her last event was great. Oh, thank you, Peace, Love, Joy. I appreciate the big ups. I appreciate it. Somebody says, I like how you say moon. Thank you. I appreciate that as well. Can we view the event online? Somebody asks. You know, not this one. You can't do this one online. You know, as much as we have online events and virtual events, you just cannot get the same energy and the same magic to what you're going to receive in person. You can't get the same energy and the same magic to what you're going to receive in person. And I don't want to discount an event. I don't want to throw an online event right now because it's just not the same energy. Like, when you are in a space with people, when you are in a space where you guys are doing the work, it's just another vibe. And I can't reproduce that online. And I don't want to reproduce that online. And so, no, you will not be able to get tickets for online. It is only in person as of right now. But thank you for asking. Somebody says, come to Ohio and have this event. Okay, nice. Live to be happy. No, it will not be online. Let me see. Ooh, Timmy7613 says, I hope this doesn't sound ignorant, but growing up in a Christian household, I was told mirror work is voodoo. Can you explain why it's not? First of all, I cannot talk on voodoo because I don't really know much about voodoo, to be honest. So I can't really say, is it or is it not? For me, mirror work is for everybody. For me, mirror work is not just associated with African spirituality or not African spirituality. I mean, when you go look in the mirror and you say, damn, I look good. How is that anything, you know what I'm trying to say? Like, you talking to yourself right then and there in the mirror. You know what I'm trying to say? So for me, mirror work doesn't have to be associated with any type of one spirituality or any type of religion. You are literally using the mirror as a spiritual tool to enhance yourself, to talk good about yourself, to bless yourself up, to big yourself up, to create things in your life energetically. You're having that energy bounce back off the mirror to you so we can get these words and this energy into yourselves. If you're a person that just thinks that your words are just words and they don't mean anything, you are gravely mistaken. Your words are energy, right? And so when you're speaking, that's why I said the power of your tongue is so long, it's so big, right? It's like you are cultivating something in the energetic field that you are manifesting here in the physical world. And what I'm calling forth for my goddesses that are coming to my mirror work event March 31st in Atlanta, Georgia, is that you are practicing that cultivation of your prayer to yourself in your own mirror through your own words. I will guide you through it. I'll be doing it with you all. I'll be there to help set up the space for you all. But you are affirming yourself. You are praying for yourself. You are blessing yourself. And a lot of times we are moved away and we are distracted from blessing ourselves. We are distracted from speaking life into ourselves. We are filled with so much doubt, so much hate, so much negativity. And so it's like when you take that time on this evening of March 31st in Atlanta, Georgia, to sit with yourself and with other goddesses doing the same work, you are cultivating a strong energy. But most importantly, you are showing devotion to yourself. You are praying for yourself. You are realigning your mind to the highest state of vibration for yourself. You are calling forth your goddess so that you can act in this world and cultivate the reality that you want because you have the power to do so. And for me, sitting in front of my mirror, using my words, right? And enchanting myself, dancing in front of the mirror, whining in front of the mirror, being in joy is a spiritual tool that I use for myself. And so I think other women should also use it for themselves if they desire to. But it's not something that I'm going to type as evil and wrong, right? Thank you for your question. I hope that my answer did not offend you. Let me see. Somebody says, if you can't make this one, when do you have them normally? Do you come to Houston? Girl, this is my first one in Atlanta, Georgia. My other event, Pussy Power, was in Atlanta. So right now, I'm not sure if I'm traveling with this. If I feel like, hey, I'm going to put it out in New York, I'm going to put it out in Houston, and I may actually travel with this. It wasn't something I thought about traveling with. I just wanted to start off in Atlanta because I'm based in Atlanta. It's just very easy for me to go drive down 30 minutes to my friend's spot and have the event. But if I get enough, you know, interest, hey, I can definitely have this in other areas as well. So thank you for your question. Somebody said, Timmy said, thank you for your information. I would love to come to the next event. I'm going to fly out from the West Coast. Just need enough notice. Ashe, love it. Mira Work is March 31st in Atlanta, Georgia. Tickets are the link in my bio at Goddess Detox, at Selfish Babe, at Olenike Osi Bawale. And yes, I am, LaQueen said, I'm so glad I caught this live. Ashe, well, thank you for catching the live. Okay, Pennsylvania is in the house. Yes, Empress says, okay, I can come to Atlanta too. I'd love to come. Get your tickets, love. Last day to buy your tickets is on Friday, this Friday. Greetings from Chicago. So, okay, one thing I do want to say, mirror work, in terms of calling your divine feminine energy, right? I know a lot of people are using that term now, like your feminine energy, you know? We are going to be dancing. We are going to be whining. If you guys don't know, I fucking love compa music. I love Caribbean music. I love Afrobeat music. I love music like Miss Pravala have that I'm playing right now. And so we're going to be winding our waist. We're going to be admiring ourselves. We're really going to love on ourselves that evening, okay? So when I say to wear workout attire, wear yoga attire, wear attire that you don't mind winding your waist in. That's really important for me. It's important that we start winding our waist and getting into that because, yes, Bless Deli says womb care is everything. When you are winding your waist, you are sending energy to that space. You are sending energy to your hips. You are sending energy to your womb space. You are loving on that creative space, that creative portal that you have. And so we're going to be dancing. We're going to be seducing ourselves. We're going to be having a wonderful evening on the new moon at Mirror Work. So make sure that when you come to Mirror Work that you are wearing something appropriate for whining. And also make sure when you come to Mirror Work that you bring your own mirror. That is imperative. I will not be supplying y'all some mirrors, okay? A full-length mirror that you can get from Amazon, from Walmart, or bring from your house. I believe that every woman should own a fucking full-length mirror. So if you do not have a full-length mirror in your life, you need to get one because you got to be praying for yourself in the mirror. And you need to have a full-length mirror to do that. Sometimes it's not enough to do it in the bathroom if it's just half a mirror. You got to see your whole self. You got to see your whole body. The name is Devotion by Miss Pravala. The name of the song. For those of you that are asking, it's such a great song. I was listening to the song in the shower, and I just love it. Oh, me, yoga swari. Oh, me, yoga na yoga swari. Yoga bayankari, sakara stava. Yoga bayankari, sakara stava. We're gonna be playing this song at Mirror Work. I love this song. It's a beautiful fucking song. We're gonna be playing this song at Mirror Work, okay? Probably multiple fucking times, okay? But anyways, if you guys have any specific questions about the event, specific questions about Mirror Work, Mirror Magic, please comment them below. Do you believe that you can seduce yourself more if you're seductive? I saw your comment before, Lady Styles. Do you believe that you can seduce yourself more if you're seductive? It's all about how you think about yourself. Do you believe that you're seductive? If you believe that you're seductive, then yes, you can seduce yourself more. If you don't believe that you're seductive, then no, you're not going to seduce yourself more. But how do you even start there? You start by actually practicing. And so if we're going to be in the mirror dancing, saying our affirmations, doing the thing, you are rewiring your mind to believe that you are the most beautiful woman in the world. No matter how you look, no matter the beauty standards in America or on this side of the world, You have to believe it. And so how do you start believing it? By practicing it. And that's what we're going to be doing at Mirror Work. I don't care if you don't think you're sexy. I don't care if you don't believe in yourself right now. I don't care if you have no confidence in yourself right now. We're cultivating that at Mirror Work. That's why it's really important. We're cultivating all of that. The confidence, the self-esteem, the thinking of how sexy you are at the event Mirror Work. That's why it's super important for my ladies that are serious about being the best goddesses in their life, serious about taking their lives to the next level and rethinking and rewiring their minds to come to Mirror Work. This is it. This is the offering that I'm offering you all, guys. If you're like, damn, I'm lacking in confidence, I'm lacking in this, I'm lacking in that, then you need to be at Mirror Work. You know? That's how I feel about that. Thank you, Jamaica. I love your name. And I love your name because it's Jamaica. And I'm Jamaican. I love that name so much. But all right, guys, I love you guys so much. I don't see any questions in the chat. I'm not doing a live with whoever requested me in a video. Thank you, but I'm not going live with anybody else. So I love you guys. Thank you for joining. Tickets to Mirror Work are in the bio, goddessdetox.org. Buy your tickets today. I'm not sure when I'm going to have it again, but you don't want to miss this. This is going to be a very powerful workshop, and I want to see you there. So make sure that you attend, especially if you're in Atlanta, Georgia. Yes, only in person. This is not an online event. Only in person. Mirror Work, Atlanta, Georgia. Link in the bio at Goddess Detox. Local here in the county. If you're in Atlanta, Georgia, the Honey Pot as well as the Crystal Loft both sell... Wait. I think they both sell my pearls. Yeah, they both have my pearls. So you can go there in terms of in person. All right, y'all. I love you guys. Peace. Bye.